Zahn Eastis is a longtime Brattleboro musician. He's also now the founder and conductor of a new professional chamber orchestra in the area. I spoke with Eastis about the new Juno Orchestra, and we began our conversation by talking about the role that the arts plays within Vermont's economic landscape.
There are lots of ways in which the arts and creativity can play into Vermont's economy and general well-being. We know that the creative sector in the state of Vermont accounts for about 9% of the jobs. And by any reckoning, that is huge. We're above the national average, as you might expect, for the number of people that live and work in the creative sector. And when we talk about those jobs, we're not talking just about people who are musicians or artists or designers, but we're talking about also the jobs that those people create. So, for instance, I have to have a production manager to help me with this concert. That person's working in the creative economy now.
Can you talk a little about the mission of the orchestra? You included a mission statement, which I just love to see.
Well, I think that it's important to acknowledge the fact that musicians, artists are working in their communities, and they need to be recognized as part of the fabric, the economic fabric of a community. And that's certainly the case in Brattleboro. The arts in Vermont are everywhere, and they are a sturdy part of the economy. We know that now. So I think it's just important to say that. And why not have a mission statement that acknowledges that as well?
Can you talk a little bit about the music scene in the Brattleboro area? You have some summer, really powerful summer music festivals there. You've got the Brattleboro Music Center. Where does the Juno Orchestra fit?
Well, Brattleboro is very rich in music, and largely because in the early days of the founding of the Marlboro Music Festival, what would you call it, the herald of chamber music in the United States. Shortly after that was founded, maybe 10 or 15 years, another important festival, the Yellow Barn Festival, which is in Putney, just north of Brattleboro. Mix into that, that Blanche Moise, who was one of the founders of the Marlboro Music Festival, determined that she wanted to start a music center in the town of Brattleboro. She started in the early 50s, and she wanted a year-round opportunity for people to make music at every level, from the, you know, children learning or adults learning all the way up to the highest level of professionalism. It's very, very active. Juno is going to be, I think, one of those energies. And we're not affiliated right now with any particular organization. The Brattleboro Music Center is being very helpful and very supportive of us. You know, we'll see where it falls. I can say that the musicians that are part of the Juno Orchestra are, many people will recognize them as being the very best musicians of the region.
Talk about the program just a little bit. A pretty diverse set of pieces.
Yeah, well, one of the things is the program is not incredibly challenging either for the orchestra or for the audience. And my thinking there is that we just need to get together and find out who we are and what it feels like to play together. And that can be done with music and genres that we all feel comfortable with, better than if we were to start off like with a 21st century program right away. When we think about some of the music that we're going to be playing and some of the time periods that we're playing in, the orchestra was providing the fastest experience that people had, along with perhaps riding in a coach, and how many people did that on a daily basis. So being able to hear this incredibly fast music that would pull you in all these different directions very quickly and to make all these kind of emotional demands on you very quickly, I think it was sort of like going to the movies today, or these amazing athletic courses that these top-level athletes run through where they're half the time falling into the water or whatever. It's really thrilling for the audience, and I think this was the kind of thrill that audiences felt in Haydn's day. You know, and I hope that's what we can get to. Yeah.
I'm totally thinking Haydn Ninja Warrior now.
Like, there you go. Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you so much. It's really been great to talk to you, and congratulations. What fascinating and exciting stuff you're doing.
Yeah, likewise. I'm looking forward to this very much. Yeah.